It's 4:45. You're listening to All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. As Republicans challenge aspects of President Obama's health care law, two bills now move to the Senate after being passed yesterday in the House. One of those was sponsored by Congressman Tim Griffin of Arkansas' 2nd Congressional District. He joins me now on the phone from the Capitol. And, sir, first, tell me about the bill.
The bill that it was a bill that I authored. It's a bill that takes the president's decision to delay the employer mandate portion of the Affordable Care Act, and it does that, but it puts it into law instead of just relying on the president to do it administratively. The administration announced in a blog post, I think it was July 2nd, that they were going to postpone a key section of the Affordable Care Act, the employer mandate portion. And many of us do not believe that the president has the authority to do that. And so I introduced a bill that reflected the president's desire to postpone that for a year. But we wanted Congress to act, Congress to make that change, and ended up having about 35 Democrats vote for the bill that passed yesterday.
And it now moves to the Senate. Does it have a chance there?
Well, there are a lot of bills that we've passed that have gone to the Senate and gone nowhere, so we will have to see. I can tell you that the Republican leadership have in the Senate, they've asked that Harry Reid, the majority leader, bring the bill and the accompanying bill that deals with the individual mandate. They've asked that the majority leader bring those to a vote. I don't know what the chances are, but they are not good, I am sure, based on what I've heard from the White House and other Democrats. So we'll have to wait and see, but I think it was the right thing for us to do, regardless of whether the Senate takes it up.
In addition to your bill, the House also yesterday passed one by Representative Todd Young of Indiana,
yes,
which would delay the individual mandate. Overall, what would Republicans like to see happen here with these delaying the different parts of health care?
Well, as we indicated, the president has recognized that the employer mandate is unworkable at this point and that it is a burden on businesses and labor unions, and has thus, as a result, sought to postpone it, delay it for a year. What we are saying is we agree with the president on that point, that it should be delayed with regard to the employer mandate. We agree. And so we acted on that. But we also agree with a lot of the folks that we hear from, our constituents, that if you're going to provide relief to businesses and labor unions, you should at the same time provide the same sort of relief, a one-year delay, for people not covered by the employer mandate but covered by the individual mandate. And those are workers, families, individuals. So I think it's clear to me that the president saw that the negative impact the law was going to have, is having, politically, and he wanted to delay it past the election. I think it's pretty clear that's what happened, and so we think it's only fair to give that sort of relief to individuals.
Congressman Tim Griffin of Arkansas' 2nd Congressional District, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
This is KUAR.